A University of Utah study offers new perspective on what makes an urban street appealing. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
If you've spent any time in the bustling heart of Salt Lake City lately, it probably sounded something like this. And this is what you would have heard just a few blocks away. Reed Ewing is quantifying the difference between the two. He's a University of Utah professor of city and metropolitan planning whose team studied the qualities that make some city streets magnets for pedestrians. Reed says storefront windows and places to sit are key.
Here's a way to make Americans more physically active. Create these wonderful walkable streets, and you will find more people out and walking.
The researchers found the most pedestrians on Main Street in front of the City Creek Center Mall and the fewest behind the Salt Palace Convention Center on 200 West. They compared pedestrian data with a tally of 20 qualities of street faces in Salt Lake City's downtown, including courtyards, setbacks, and trees.
All these qualities are important, and they make the difference between a main street with its 700 pedestrians in a half hour and 200 West with its handful of pedestrians in the same time period.
Ewing says urban design elements like these affect economic vitality as well as quality of life. He says the Salt Lake City study is important because it's the first of its kind for the most common cities, those serving mid-sized communities. Judy Faze, KUER News.